Welcome to another Spin Cycle look at the bumps and dumps in the media. Today's topic, a big week. On Sunday, the war in Iraq crossed another unwelcome threshold, surpassing in duration the United States' involvement in World War II. By most other measures, such as casualties and inflation-adjusted dollars, Iraq is still far behind World War II, but is in fact the duration of this conflict, with so little sign of progress, is what is dismaying most Americans about it. And coincidentally, the Iraq War heads into one of its most critical weeks in multiple areas this week. The first is that James Baker's Iraq Study Group is expected to begin circulating its draft report and recommendations. The Pentagon has also been conducting what it calls a top-to-bottom review and will be issuing their own policy recommendations. Those are being portrayed by many as offering an alternative to Baker's. One doesn't go proposing alternatives if you like the original. In Iraq itself, worries abound as to what will happen when a three-day curfew following last week's deadly bombings in Sadr City is lifted. Judging from internet postings, there is little doubt that typical Iraqis are expecting a return to violence and are setting themselves to defend their individual neighborhoods with lookouts, snipers, checkpoints, and ambush zones. Then on Wednesday, President Bush is scheduled to arrive in Amman, Jordan for 2 days of talks with Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. That is provided, of course, that Maliki shows up or is even still prime minister. Radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr has threatened to withdraw the support of the 30 legislators his party holds in parliament if Maliki meets with Bush. Without those seats, Maliki's cabinet does not have the support of a majority in parliament and would lose a vote of no confidence. Yet it is the fact that the Maliki government is not taking action and has in fact called back U.S. forces from taking action against Sadr's sectarian militia, the Mahdi Army, that has caused him to lose confidence with the average Iraqi, as well as with many in the U.S. Congress. Unfortunately, there isn't any alternative to Maliki waiting in the wings of the stage, or anywhere in the theater for that matter. Also, Bush wants Jordan's King Abdullah, along with Vice President Cheney's visit last week to Saudi Arabia, to get involved with influencing the Iraqi Sunni community against civil war. In part, that is being done to have somebody besides U.S. nemesis Syria involved in influencing the Sunni side. It's no doubt already sticking in the administration's craw that the only country able to put international pressure on the Shiite side is the Iranians. However, it seems as though Bush might have to get through some other issues with King Abdullah before even touching on Iraq. Speaking yesterday on ABC's This Week, King Abdullah said that he was concerned that 2007 could in fact see three civil wars in the Mideast, Lebanon, Palestine, and Iraq, and that in fact Iraq was third on his list of worries. As I said, it's going to be quite a week. For Spin Cycle, I'm Daniel Raymond on 90.1 KSAK.